Good morning. Well, welcome to our worship service today. We're going to start off with a few announcements. If you guys weren't here last week, or you just missed, or you forgot, we're going to let you give another opportunity to give to the Hans for their traveling expenses and stuff. So if you guys would like to just write in the memo of your check, Hans Love Offering, or something like that, just do that for Brad and Jolene. Then we still need a Sunday school teacher, so if anybody would like to volunteer for that, to teach one of the adult Sunday school classes, we would love for somebody to step up to do that. Tonight is our back-to-school bash for a youth group. It's at Crystal Park at 5. There's no end time, so parents, it's up to you to determine whether you want to come get your kids or not. So next week, took a little bit, but it got there. Next week, we're having our promotion Sunday, so come for that, and we'll promote our Sunday school, but also promote everybody up who's moving up to different grades. Mark Kettlehut will know more about that, so if you have any more questions. But today, you're still in your Sunday school classes that you were last year. So yeah, one more week, then you get to go up. So just remember that for you guys, for you kids going into Sunday school this morning. There's still that hospitality opportunity on September 2nd to host the Weens family. And then also on the 3rd, we don't usually have Sunday school, and there is not Sunday school, but we are having a missions time after the fellowship time on September 3rd. So just remember that. There's no Sunday school, but a missions time. So if with that, are there any other announcements today? If not, we'll go to a call to worship. Our call to worship today is from Psalm 85, verses 4 through 7 read, "Restore us, O God, of our salvation, and cause your indignation toward us to cease. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not yourself revive us again? Let your people may rejoice in you. Show us your loving kindness, O Lord, and grant us your salvation."
Before we get started on this number 295, I got to tell you about Irene Jordath, my high school choir director, who absolutely abhorred the pronunciation of hallelujah when people would sing it and go, "Hallelujah, hallelujah." So whenever I hear that, I cringe a little. So it's hallelujah, not hallelujah. It's just a little something in my head. All right, 295, revive us again. Remember, it's hallelujah, and the yah is no more than the hal, okay? Let's stand together and sing 295, "Revive Us Again."
We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory, revive us again. We praise thee, O God, for thy Spirit of light, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, thine the glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory, revive us again. All glory and praise for the Lamb that was slain, who has borne all our sins and has cleansed every stain. Hallelujah, thine the glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory, revive us again. Revive us again, fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again.
Thanks for singing. Take a minute to greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see them.
Good morning again. Was anyone tempted to say yuh? Just a mighty only one. Sorry, David. <No. laughs> This is our chance to share praises and prayer requests. We do have a few that I want to highlight this morning. Mark Wangsness, continue to pray for him and his recovery from surgery. I'm going to pray for Millie Rogers and her health as well. Steve Riesel, a lot of you probably know, he had an accident on Friday and he had surgery yesterday, so continue to pray for Steve. And then Christina's dad, Howard, will be having a pacemaker put in on Tuesday, so pray for his surgery for that, please. Do we have any other prayer requests this morning or praises? No? Oh, sorry, Bonnie. Good. Okay. So the Morgan's granddaughter got back safely from Nicaragua and her time there. So that's a praise. Someone's talking, I know, but oh, sorry. Okay. Deb. Okay. So we're going to continue to pray for Jeanette's mom, and she is in hospice, so pray for her and family. Any other? Yeah, Heidi?
Just Wes is doing much better, but still not getting around great. His wound is better. They took off the cast that was on it, and he hopes to be starting therapy this week, so update on him.
Okay, Wes Fisher. Dean of Students at SBA, continuing to recover from badly broken leg. Anything else? Yeah, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the cool temperature. We thank you for the freedom and the privilege that we have to come together and worship you. We do thank you for the safe return of the Morgan's granddaughter and the time that she was able to be in Nicaragua. We thank you for watching over her. We do pray that the first days of school went well this week, and we just pray that you'll continue to be with teachers and staff and students as they get back into the routine of being in school. Pray for our college students as well as they're getting started or preparing to get started. Pray for them. We do pray that you will be with all of our missionaries, and especially those that are leading services this morning. We pray for guidance in their services. We pray for Judy Bowman and the work that she does and the unique ministry that you have given her with the bicycle ministry, and we pray that you'd continue to watch over her, keep her safe, give her opportunities for interacting with others. We do pray that you would be with the many health needs that we are aware of, and those are listed on our prayer list, and we thank you that you are aware of each need and that you are working in each situation according to your time and your purpose. We do pray specifically today for Jeanette's mom, and we can ask that you would continue to be with her. We pray for comfort for her. We pray for Jeanette and family and encouragement for them. We pray to continue to be with Mark and his recovery from his surgery, and pray that he'll continue to improve. Pray for Wes Fisher and Steve Riesel and their recoveries from their injuries, and we pray that they would not be in too much discomfort, or pray that their legs would heal properly. And pray to continue to be with Millie Rogers as well in her health. We pray for Christina's dad and the surgery he has on Tuesday to have a pacemaker installed. We pray that everything would go smoothly with that operation. We pray that you would continue to be with the ministries of our church, and we pray especially for the need we have for a Sunday school teacher. We pray that there would be someone who would feel led to do that and would step up and be willing to serve in that way. We pray for our youth group, and especially with their back-to-school bash tonight, and we pray that it would be a fun time, an encouraging time. Pray there'd be a good turnout for that. Continue to be with Abe and Diana and the other leaders that work with the young people. And we thank you for that ministry and the opportunity that they have to provide an outreach to the young people in our community. We pray that you will continue to be with our country. We know that there are still areas we're dealing with devastation, like Hawaii, for example, still dealing with the cleanup from the fire and those that lost their lives there. And there's other areas that are dealing with different things that are impacting their communities. We pray also for guidance for our elected officials and their decisions that they make and the role that they play. And we just pray for wisdom and discernment for them. We pray that you would be with the men and women who serve in our armed forces. We thank you for their willingness to serve. We pray for protection for them, especially those that are apart from their families right now. We pray that just keep them safe. We continue to pray for the conflict in Ukraine. We pray that that would be resolved as you continue to be with the church in Ukraine. And we thank you for the way that they're actually seeing growth even during this time of unrest and turmoil. So we pray that you continue to be with the believers there and the churches. And again, we just thank you for all the missionaries that we were privileged to help to support and to pray for. We pray that we would be mindful to pray for them. We pray that you continue to be with each of them and the ministries that you've given to them. And we pray that we would continue to be good stewards of the resources that you have given us here in our church. We pray for the offering we're about to receive. We pray that that we would give generously back to you some of which you've entrusted us with, and that we would use it wisely for the furtherance of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Welcome back, Sunshine, and all the students. Thank you, Janelle. It was beautiful. The music was beautiful. It's a wonderful thing to come to God's house and praise Him and love Him and adore Him, and there's so many ways we can do that. So right now we're going to stand up, we're going to sing, we're going to praise to Him, we're going to love Him through music. Please stand and join us. Us have weeks or days where we struggle or we have something come up that really pulls at our heart or our mind, and each of us have different ways of dealing with that. Last night, the sunset, for any of you that got a chance to see it, was absolutely the most beautiful gift that God could have given last night. It was just gorgeous. And for me, a lot of times when I'm in a place where I need something, I go to music. My house sings music most all day long. My kids sit and sing the songs that they hear. And so I just want to challenge you, when you see those beauties, they're a gift. They're a pure gift from God. He loves us completely and always, no matter what. And we need to recognize those and share those with others.
Still to understand. What God has willed, what God has planned, I only know at His right hand stands one who is my Savior. I take Him at His word and deed. Christ died to save me, this I read. And in my
stood before creation, eternity in your hand. You spoke the earth into motion, my soul now to stand.
You stood before my failure. To declare your promise, my soul I
reminded of the precious gift that you sent us in your Son coming, dying, rising again. And he's now seated at your right hand. And the call goes out to all of us to bend the knee to you. And Father, I pray that our whole being would be sold out to you, that our time together this morning in your word, you would open our hearts and our minds, that we would see once again that you are worthy of our full pursuit. Thank you for all that you've done for us and you're doing for us in us and through us. In Jesus' name, amen.